Reading the Bible.
I could not get along without my Bible. A lamp unto my feet, a beacon light. It gives the answer to my every problem. Directing, pointing, showing what is right.
Reading the Bible with Dr. Fred Whitman is brought to you by Happy Heralds Incorporated for your benefit, in order that you may come to better understand the wonderful communication from the only true God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Whitman has served the Lord for more than 50 years as a pastor, Bible teacher, author, and Bible college and seminary professor. He has been involved with a team of colleagues working on a precise translation of the New Testament, which differentiates the nuances of meaning in the Koine Greek and carefully considers the full significance of the grammatical structure without embellishment in order to convey the precise meaning which the first century Christian recipients of God's communication understood. A precise translation is based upon a comparison of the more than 4,500 Byzantine majority text form extant manuscripts with the Textus Receptus. More than 95% of these manuscripts are in full agreement, which cannot be said about the approximately 500 other manuscripts of the other families or text forms. Proper nouns are transliterated and pronounced according to the accent rules of Koine Greek, except for those common equivalents in English. We trust you will be richly blessed as you listen to God's Word. Now here's our Bible teacher, your friend and my dad, Dr. Fred Whitman.
Thank you, Andrew, and welcome, friend, to Reading the Bible. We're so glad to have you join us just now. We're grateful to God that His Word has so many treasures and holds so many blessings and benefits for all who read it and hear it read, that we want to share them with you by reading through the New Testament from a precise translation. I shall resume the reading from Luke 12:49, but first a recap of our last broadcast. Jesus told the parable of the rich fool who had an abundant harvest and planned to tear down his barns and build greater ones, and then gather all his produce and beneficially good things into those greater barns, and to say to himself, "O soul, you have much beneficially good things stored up for many years. Continually refresh yourself, eat, drink, and continually be cheerful in yourself." But God said to him, "O imprudent one, this night they are demanding return of your soul away from you. Then to whom will be all the things you prepared?" Then Jesus told his disciples, "In this way is the one treasuring up for himself and is not rich in regard to God." Then Jesus applied the truth presented in the parable. "Stop being anxious for your natural life, what to eat, nor for your body what to wear. The natural life is more than nourishment, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens who do not sow nor reap, nor have storeroom or barn, and God nourishes them. By how much greater worth are you than the birds? Who can add one cubit to his stature by being anxious? Consider the lilies that are not wearying in labor nor spinning, yet they increase. Not even Solomon in all his glory enveloped himself as one of these. If God in this way dresses the grass which is in the field today and cast into the oven tomorrow, will he much rather dress you, O little trusting ones? Stop seeking what you may eat and drink. Stop worrying, for the nations of the world continually anxiously seek all these things. But your Father is aware that you need all these things. Nevertheless, continually seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Stop fearing, O little flock, because your Father is delighted to give the kingdom to you. Sell your possessions at once, and give a charitable donation. Prepare a treasure in heaven, for where your treasure continually is, there your heart shall be also.
Prepare and expectantly wait for your Lord to return, like the human bond slaves that expectantly await for their Lord to return from his honeymoon. These are blessed ones if he should come during a second watch, that is, from 9 to midnight, or third watch, from 12 midnight to 3 a.m., and find them watching. Then Jesus further encouraged his disciples to watch by referring to a housemaster who had been burgled by a thief digging through. Had he known what hour the thief was coming, he would not have permitted the burglary. Therefore, become ready ones, because the Son of Man comes in what hour you do not suppose. Then Peter asked the Lord, was he telling this parable just to the disciples or to all people? In response, the Lord asked, who then is the faithful and prudent steward, manager of affairs, whom his Lord shall appoint over his household? Blessed is the bondslave that he shall find doing in this way when he comes. He will appoint him over all his possessions. But if he thinks his Lord is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the boy slaves and the young female bond slaves, and to eat and to drink and to get himself drunk, the Lord shall come in an hour in which he does not know, and cut him into two pieces, and ordain his portion with the faithless one. But that bond slave that knew the determined will of his Lord, and neither prepared nor did in accord with his will be thrashed many times. But the one who did not know, but did things worthy of stripes, shall be thrashed few times. Now to every one to whom much is being given, much will be sought from alongside him, and to whom they themselves bestow much, they will request exceedingly. Now I resume the reading at Luke 12:49. Jesus is continuing his discourse to his disciples. Luke 12:49. I came to cast fire onto the earth, and what do I determinedly will, if, and it is true, it be kindled already? But I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and how am I gripped until what time it be finished? You suppose that I emerged alongside to give peace in the earth, do you not? I'm saying to you, by no means, but rather division. For from now five shall be in one house being divided, three against two, and two against three. Father shall be divided against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against the bride of hers, and the bride against her mother-in-law. Then he was saying also to the crowds, whenever you behold the shaped cloud rising from the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming. And so it comes to pass. And whenever you feel a south wind blowing, you say that it shall be intense heat, and it comes to pass. O hypocrites, you perceive to scrutinize the face of the heaven and the earth. But how is it you do not scrutinize this time? But why even by yourselves do you not judge the righteous thing? For as you slip away against your adversary up to a magistrate, in the way give an endeavor to be rid away from him, lest ever he drag you to the judge, and the judge deliver you over to the sheriff, and the sheriff cast you into a protective guardhouse. I am saying to you, you positively shall not exit from there, unto which time you repay even the last mite. Chapter 13. Now some were continually present in the season itself, and were reporting to him concerning the Galileans, whose blood Pilate mingled with the sacrifices of theirs. And when Jesus answered, he said to them, you suppose that these Galileans became greater sinners than all the Galileans, because they have suffered such like things, do you not? I say to you, by no means, but unless you repent, you all shall likewise perish. Or those 18, upon whom the tower of Siloam fell, and killed them, you suppose that these became greater debtors than all humans who are residing in Jerusalem, do you not? I say to you, by no means, but unless you repent, you shall all perish in like manner. Then he was telling this parable. A certain one was having a fig tree, which stood planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit in it, and he did not find any. Then he said to the vineyard worker, Lo, for 3 years I am coming to seek fruit in this fig tree, and I do not find any. Cut it out. Why is it that it is even making the soil ineffective? Then he answered and says to him, O Lord, permit it this year also until whenever I cultivate around it and I dung it. And if in fact it produce fruit, well, otherwise indeed in the future you will cut it out. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues in the Sabbath. And lo, a woman was continually having a spirit of chronic infirmity for 18 years. And she was continually bowed together and was unable to stand erect absolutely. And when Jesus beheld her, he called her to himself, and he said to her, Woman, you stand released from your chronic infirmity. And he laid down his hands upon her, and she was restored to straightness instantly. And she began glorifying God. Then when the ruler of the synagogue answered, being indignant because Jesus healed in the Sabbath, he kept saying to the crowd, There are 6 days in which it is absolutely necessary to work. Therefore come and be healed in these, and not in the day of the Sabbath. In response, the Lord answered him, and he said, O hypocrite, each one of you in the Sabbath looses his ox or his ass away from the feed trough, and also leads it away to water it, do you not? But this one, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound, lo, for 18 years, it was absolutely necessary to be loosed from this bond in the day of the Sabbath, was it not?
And while he says these things, all the ones adversely opposed to him began being utterly ashamed. And all the crowd kept rejoicing over all the glorious things which were coming to pass by him. Then he repeatedly said, To what is the kingdom of the God like? And to what shall I liken it? It is like a grain of mustard which a human took and cast into a garden for himself, and it increased, and it emerged into a great living tree, and the birds of the heaven roosted in its branches. And he said again, To what shall I liken the kingdom of thy God? It is like leaven which a woman took and concealed in 36 quarts of flour, unto which time the whole was leavened. Well, that's about all we have time for just now, dear friend, but we will pick it up again next time at Luke 13:22.
We were happy to have you join us just now, and we encourage you to log on again and also log on to one of our other broadcast series from our webpage.
Until we meet again, this is Dr. Fred Whitman bidding you goodbye, and may God bless your every attempt to understand His precious Word.
You have been listening to Reading the Bible with Dr. Fred Whitman, brought to you by Happy Heralds, Incorporated. Further information and free True to the Word evangelistic and discipleship materials and a free CD containing Dr. Whitman reading through a book of the New Testament may be obtained at our email address, info@happyheralds.org. That's info@happyheralds.org. We trust and pray that you have been richly blessed, and we encourage you to ask others to log on to this website in order that they too may be blessed. Thank you for listening. We trust you will log on again for additional helpful broadcasts. Until then, this is Andrew David Whitman bidding you goodbye, and may the one true God richly bless you with mercy and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.